What are centralized exchanges, CEXs? A centralized exchange, CEX, is a platform for buying, selling, and trading cryptocurrencies, where transactions are facilitated by a middleman or central authority. This contrasts with decentralized exchanges, DEXs, where transactions occur directly between users. In this article, we will explore what CEXs are, how they work, and the advantages and disadvantages of using them. What is a centralized exchange? A centralized exchange is a digital platform that enables users to trade cryptocurrencies, often in exchange for fiat currencies such as USD or EUR. Centralized exchanges act as intermediaries, facilitating transactions between buyers and sellers. The exchange holds and manages the assets of its users and is responsible for executing trades, processing payments, and maintaining the security of its platform and users' assets. How do centralized exchanges work? Centralized exchanges work by matching buyers and sellers who agree on a price for a particular cryptocurrency. When a trade is initiated, the exchange transfers the cryptocurrency from the seller's wallet to the buyer's wallet, and the exchange's central authority manages the transfer of funds between the two parties. To use a CEX, users must first create an account and deposit funds into their exchange wallet. They can then browse the exchange's list of available cryptocurrencies, place an order to buy or sell a particular asset, and track the progress of their trades. Some CEXs also offer advanced trading features such as margin trading, stop-loss orders, and futures contracts. What are the advantages of centralized exchanges? Ease of use. Centralized exchanges are user-friendly and often offer a simple and straightforward platform for buying, selling, and trading cryptocurrencies. This makes them accessible to a wide range of users, including those who may not have prior experience with cryptocurrency trading. Liquidity. Centralized exchanges typically have higher liquidity than decentralized exchanges, which can result in faster and more efficient trades. This means that users are more likely to find buyers or sellers for the assets they want to trade, and the prices they receive are likely to be more favorable. Wide range of assets. Centralized exchanges often offer a wide range of cryptocurrencies, including both major and lesser-known assets. This gives users a diverse range of options for investing and trading. Advanced trading features. Many centralized exchanges offer advanced trading features, such as margin trading and stop-loss orders, which can help users maximize their profits and minimize their losses. What are the disadvantages of centralized exchanges? Security risks. Centralized exchanges hold large amounts of users' assets, making them a target for hackers and cyber criminals. There have been numerous high-profile security breaches and theft of users' assets from centralized exchanges, which highlights the need for users to be cautious when choosing a platform. Lack of decentralization. Centralized exchanges act as intermediaries, which can result in increased fees, slow processing times, and the risk of censorship. Decentralized exchanges, on the other hand, offer a more secure and censorship-resistant platform for trading cryptocurrencies. Limited privacy. Centralized exchanges often require users to provide personal information. In conclusion, centralized exchanges are a popular platform for buying, selling, and trading cryptocurrencies, offering users ease of use, liquidity, and a wide range of assets. However, it's important to be aware of the security risks associated with CEXs, as well as the lack of decentralization and limited privacy they provide. When choosing a centralized exchange, it's important to consider the platform's security measures, fees, and reputation, and to carefully manage and secure your assets. Decentralized exchanges offer an alternative option, with more secure and censorship-resistant trading, but may also have limitations in terms of ease of use and liquidity. Ultimately, the choice between a centralized or decentralized exchange depends on an individual's specific needs and priorities.